こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。文字起こしのテキストや各エピソードごとの宿題はバイリンガルニュース公式アプリをチェックしてみてください。また公式サイトでマスキングテープ好評発売中です。皆さん、どっかに貼っている様子を写真で撮ってツイッターで送ってくださっていてありがとうございます。めっちゃ可愛いです。今日なんとというか600回目です。イエイ
イエイ。
喋りすぎ喋りすぎというわけで1個目。
On February 22nd, the intuitive machines IM-1 lunar lander successfully soft landed at the south pole of the moon near the crater Malapert A. It is the first U.S. moon landing in 52 years and the first ever successful moon landing by a private company. During its approach, the operations team realized that the spacecraft's navigational lasers were not operational and switched to using a navigation system built into a NASA payload onboard the spacecraft in order to make the landing. It seems that a safety switch which disables the lasers had not been set properly prior to launch. During the landing maneuver, the craft had too much lateral speed and ended up tipping over after one of the legs got caught in the regolith. Due to the orientation of the craft, the mission is expected to be short-lived with limited data transmission capabilities. Intuitive Machines has two more Nova C-class lunar landers scheduled for launch with SpaceX's Falcon 9 rocket, one in the fourth quarter of this year and one in early 2025.
先週22日、Intuitive Machines 社の月着陸船 Nova C が月の南極にあるマラパート A クレーター付近への軟着陸に成功しました。アメリカの月面着陸は52年ぶりで、民間企業が月面着陸を成功させたのは史上初です。降下中に光放レーザーが作動していないことにチームが気づき、急遽船内に載せていた NASA の貨物に内蔵されていた光放システムを使い、無事に着陸させました。本来のレーザーがきちんと作動しなかったのは、安全スイッチが打ち上げ前に正しく設定されていなかったことが原因とみられています。月での着陸の最中、横方向の速度が速すぎたため、足の一本がレゴリスに引っかかり転倒してしまい、得られる太陽光に制限ができたため、今回のミッションは短時間で終了し、データ伝送能力も限られてくる見込みです。Intuitive Machines 社は、SpaceX のファルコン9ロケットで、今年第4四半期と2025年の初めに、さらに2機のノバシート同等クラスの月着陸船を打ち上げる予定です。
Yep.
みんな月でステンコロリして
る。Yes.
でもこの急遽レーザーを切り替えるってすごくない？
Yeah, they got very lucky. They made a few... They took some risks, which ended up not paying off. So they had actually... I heard that they skipped one of the pre-flight checks that they would have... Typically, they would have done that. But they wanted to save some time. So they skipped that check. That check would have... discovered that the safety system on this for the navigation lasers was still active. So
why did they want to save time?
Save money.
そういうこと?
There are always these trade-offs where you can take a little more risk and save some money, or you're just trying to meet a certain schedule. So a similar thing happened with Artemis 1, where they didn't do a full wet dress rehearsal, where they do all the fueling procedures and stuff. And so when they tried to launch, they experienced a leak and had to send a team out to re-torque certain bolts and resolve it then, right? So...
これ後からそういうわーやっとけばよかったみたいな辛いよねきっと。
Yeah, it's just these lasers, if they shine into your eyes will damage your vision, right? So they had to have a safety system to make sure that no one ended up with lasers into their in their eyes. But before they launched, they needed to disable that. So apparently their human error played a part in the complications during this mission.
おとといスリムちゃんが写真撮って送ってきてたね。また起きたんだと思ってすごい。
Yeah, so the similarities between Slim and the IM-1 lander, this specific lander is called IM-1 and it's part of the Nova C, I guess, series of landers, which are all somewhat similar. Both landers have this issue of being 90% or 90 degrees rotated over, but still getting some sunlight on their solar panels. In this particular instance, there are multiple antennas, and their high gain antenna, which can transmit the most data, is not facing towards the Earth. So they have very limited... This is why the images that they're getting are like low quality, and I think they've only sent 2 or 3 images so far. But yeah, it's weirdly... I don't know if surreal is the right word, but it's a very strange coincidence that this happened to both of these landers, like back to back. And they both got lucky in different ways, like extremely lucky.
スリムちゃん逆立ちしてるからね。
Yeah.
すごすぎるけど、だからそこがすごい難しいってことなんだろうね。
Yeah, I wonder, like the causes are not at all similar, right? The thing that went wrong is just very, very different. With Slim, it was related to, I guess, that engine nozzle falling off.
Yeah.
Whereas in this case, it was a loss of, or an inability to use some of their navigational equipment.
ね、なんかこう表面になんかついた瞬間にグサッて刺さるとかにしたいよね。わかる。
Like it has a few like sharp rods that
そうそうそう
sort of like a beach umbrella.
そうそう。
Like you just land.You go ahead and land with some force.
そうそうそう。で、グサッ刺さってもう固定されるみたいな。倒れようがない。
It's an interesting idea.
アイスピックみたいな。
It's not obviously bad when I think about it. It might be a good idea. But if you have your orientation wrong when you come down, it's not going to help, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So for... Yeah.It might have. The thing is, IM-1 was translating sideways, right? So the spike would have hit, and it probably would have tipped over.
So if the spike is
if it's moving down fast enough, faster than it's moving sideways, it might work. But
yeah,
it's an interesting concept. So, I haven't heard of the beach umbrella spike landing method.
And can we put the solar panels towards every direction?
You can, but you're adding a lot of weight.
Yeah.
And generally, you're not going to get that much light on the panels that aren't. They're just much more efficient facing towards the sun.
そうだよね。
Especially on the moon.
いや難しいよね。本当スリムの時に言ってたけど、だからそうやって転がったりとかさしていいんだったら、多分もうちょいね、だ倒れるっていう概念がない状態だったらもうちょっと簡単なのかもしれないけど、そのピンポイントにここっていうところに降りたいわけだから、そうするとやっぱこういう風に倒れちゃったりとかっていう可能性が出てくるから。
Have you seen how Sojourner and Spirit and Opportunity all landed on Mars?
Right.
It's like it's a tetrahedron, sort of like a pyramid thing with three sides. So the three-sided pyramid shape, when it lands, it can right itself into the correct orientation, no matter which side it lands on, right? And then, of course, now you have this pointy thing without legs, right? So what they did is they covered that in a bunch of inflatable balloons.
Yeah.
So they would just, they had a parachute come down, and then they would release this balloon pyramid, and then that would bounce. And I think it actually, it varied for each one, but for the Spirit Rover, I think they counted 30 bounces. And the thing would bounce like way up into the sky. Huge bounces. So it bounced 30 times. So one constraint is you have to have a spacecraft that's like obviously very tough and can withstand bouncing like this, which might be a higher bar than withstanding a launch. But once that thing landed and deflated the balloons, it could right its orientation. So it really didn't matter which way it was facing when it landed.
起き上がりこぼしみたいのはどうかね。こうマトリョーシカみたいな形になっててさ、子供の時持ってなかった？こう どういう風に置いてもビヨーンってこう重りが入ってるからさ、ビヨーンってなるみたいな。
I mean you, yeah, that's very. Isn't most of that thing empty though to accomplish that?
Yes.
Yeah, so that.
それをさ、
really、
いや、
difficult.
NASA とか JAXA の頭いい人がどうにかさ、どうにか figure out するんだよ。
I like the idea of having a rover where the wheels are large enough that it can drive upside down. And if, I mean, if you have, you would either need to put solar panels on both sides, or it would have to be able to flip itself over. But I had a remote control car that was that way. Like, it didn't matter if it was upside down.
I guess at one point we can just send one humanoid there, and その人がさ、そのヒューマノイドがこうスリムとかこの何伸ばしをこうやってよいしょって起こしてくれれば全て解決するよね。
Just one humanoid and like a bicycle.
そうそう。そうね。
Because he needs to be able to.
聞こってそこまで行って。
He needs to be able to get around, right?
そうそう。そら別に倒れちゃったところでそんなにね、だから何って感じになればいいよね。
What do you think of this Malapert crater? Have you looked at this area?
Mm-mm.
At all? So because it's on the South Pole. Well, first of all, they're interested in this region because of the permanently shadowed craters. And because, you know, it's on the South Pole, the sun is hitting at a very shallow angle. But that also makes that region look very interesting. The way the light is hitting the surface. As nothing is filled in the way it would be closer to the equator. But in that region, there are these very smooth sort of rolling hills. They're still craters, but there's like a large smooth sloped areas. That where they're planning to land humans with Artemis 3, right? They haven't announced an official landing site on the moon, but I believe it is the South Pole, and it is probably in very, very near this Malapert region.
So
I think this lander was originally planned to go somewhere else, but NASA wanted some data from that South Pole region, so they adapted it to do that.
なるほど。あ、じゃあ人間が別に起こせばいいのか。ヒューマノイドより先に。
There's going to be a whole bunch of sideways landers that... I mean, this thing's pretty large, actually. It'd be difficult to ride it.
Ride it?
To ride it? To turn it upright?
Oh, yeah. あ、そうなんだ。どんぐらいの重さなの?
Well, on the moon, it's not that much, but... I don't know, actually. The size of this thing, exactly. I guess we can look it up.
240... あ、違う。それ全然違う。Nova... Weight は... Payload capacity 100 kilo.
Oh, I could ride it then. Does it say the weight of the
launch mass? 1900 kilo.
Wow, really? Well, it's pretty big.
Yeah.
1900 kilo. Wait, how large was Slim?
Slim-chan wa. スリムは高さ 2.4 メートル、重さは燃料の除き200キロ。
Wow. そんな違う。
ね、全然違うね、大きさが。
Are you sure that number is right for the IM-1 lander?
It's like 2 tons. ウィキペディアにそう書いてある。1900キロ。
Why is it so big?
わかんない。
Because it's American. They just had to make a giant.
だって4メートルぐらいあるって。
Yeah, but that's not that much bigger than Surima-chan.
これ人間と一緒に写ってる写真ないのかな。なんか全部さ単体で写真になってるから大きさがスケールがよく。
This is a common issue with space stuff.
ね、横に誰か。猫でも置いといてくれれば。
Yeah, like you don't know the difference between the New Shepard Bezos rocket and like, you know, Starship.、ね、just seeing.
なんか合成でいいからさ、当然。スケールがよくわかんない。そっか。
Well, some of this weight would be the various payloads on this mission.、I think there are 5 NASA payloads, various tech.Demonstrations. There's the laser retroreflector array, navigation Doppler radar for precise velocity and range sensing, Doppler LIDAR. Did I say radar? LIDAR. That's the one that was used by Odysseus, yet another name for this.
Ah, so that, so that. So, わかりにくいよね、ちょっと。
Yeah.It's like the Odysseus IM-1, which is a Nova C lander made by Intuitive Machines.
Yeah.
And then
名前がちょっとありすぎ。
There's the stereo cameras for lunar plume surface studies. Four cameras used to capture imagery showing how the moon's surface changesfrom interactions with the spacecraft's engine plume during and after descent. So this data will be used as part of the moon lander for Artemis 3, which is the Starship moon lander, right? And Starship has its engines on the bottom. So that's not good if you want to land on the moon, unless you want to land in like a giant crater surrounded by tons of floating regolith, right? So I think for descent, they will have some thrusters mounted higher up. But these stereo cameras, and we don't know yet if they were able to use those as intended here, but should provide some helpful data. Then there was the Eagle Cam. So it was supposed to actually release this little camera that would take pictures of the IM-1 lander landing, but they weren't able to deploy the Eagle Cam during the descent phase. They said they might try to deploy it now, but because the thing's on the ground and sideways, it would sort of just like pop out right on the ground next to it. So, and then there's a Columbia Sportswear space blanket, some sort of marketing space ad. I think it's actually performing some function too, like insulation for cryogenic propellant. And there's a bunch of stainless steel balls that's part of like an art project. And then there's Luna Prize. Luna Prize is, here it says, an indestructible time capsule designed to preserve humanity's cultural heritage and knowledge. So like all of Wikipedia and all this stuff, like information about humankind is like on a little chip thing that's supposed to last like a billion years or something. So so that's all the stuff that's on there.
そっか。またでもじゃあ写真とかいろいろ撮って出てくるのかね。
It's possible we'll get an image out of the Eagle Cam. And there may be some other images they were able to transmit, but they haven't released yet. Because it's a private commercial mission, it's part of the CLIPS program, so they did get funding from NASA. But they weren't very transparent in the live stream. There was no telemetry data. There was no visualization based on telemetry data. There was like, everyone was just like, what's happening? Like, we don't know.
でもそっか。
Slim provided like everything, right?
そうね。
But you know, it's JAXA, it's the government. So it's like, this is, should be public information, but Intuitive Machines kind of, I was watching the stream and it's just like, there's nothing here. Like,
そっか。
I don't know what's happening. They're not really saying exactly what's happening.
でも確かにその辺の決まりってどうなってんだろうね。その一応 NASA からお金、資金提供を受けてるんだったら、じゃあ、まあ、NASA とか JAXA ほどもちろん全部を出さなきゃいけないとかはないんだろうけど、それでもこう、これぐらいは、なんていうか、リリースしないといけないとかって決まってんのかな。
I don't think so.
決まってはいるんだろうけど、どこまで。
I mean, we've never had a commercial landing before, so there's not really anything to compare it to, other than governments, right?
今まで政府のプロジェクトだから、写真撮ったりしたらすぐ公開されて見れるのが当たり前と思ってるけど、民間だと別にそれをね、見せなきゃいけない義務はないもんね。
I think if things were going better or, you know, had been going smoothly, they may have been more transparent. I don't know.
でもうまくいかなかったところも見せてほしいよね、普通に。なんかそれで別に。
Right, but you don't want to say things before, like, the situation becomes very uncertain, right? So you don't want to accidentally say something. So when When they first confirmed the soft landing, Intuitive Machines actually tweeted out that they had landed on the lunar surface, and specifically, they said that the lander was vertical. And I was like, interesting that they would say that it's vertical. Usually that's implied, right? You assume it's vertical. But it was almost like, because Slim had tipped over, Intuitive Machines is like, we landed, and by the way, it's vertical. And then it turned out it had tipped over the same way.
Yeah.
So that was, they spoke a little too soon on the orientation of the lander there.
Right.
Yeah.
そっか。Oh well. まあでもいろんなことが起こってるから楽しいね。
Yeah, I like to see this level of activity, and I think it will just accelerate from here. We will see more and more robotic missions to the moon, and then we will see manned missions to the moon, and hopefully the gateway is useful, and you know, when we get to fully commercial missions, it'll be very interesting. Right now, we have these commercial missions, but they're sort of NASA-funded, subsidized missions. And, you know, they're also doing things on NASA's behalf, and NASA is actually saving money. So that partnership makes a lot of sense. But, yeah, I wonder what sort of transparency standards there will be for... Just totally privatized missions. I mean, can you even... I was surprised to learn, actually, that this lander did not utilize the deep space network. So I was actually checking DSN now for a signal from the lander, and there wasn't any, but it wasn't even listed. But one of the NASA payloads that's on the lander was on the deep space network.
Right.
But that may have backfired for them because it seems like perhaps they would have more effective communication with the lander if they were on the deep space network rather than on their own network. But, yeah.
ね、どうなっていくんだろうね。まあ最初のなんかコマーシャルフライトとかもきっと最初はそうだったんだろうしね。こう、あ、飛びました。わあ、うまくいきました。とかこういう問題があってこうでしたとかさ今はもう当たり前だしありすぎて別に一個一個誰も何も把握してないけど、
Yeah, so yeah, it's interesting that China was able to land on the moon fairly effortlessly. I think they've landed three different spacecraft, like relatively recently, none of which flipped over, as far as we know. So, that maybe we'll. I think companies and space agencies will stick to the propulsive landing method for the moon, not move to a beach umbrella. method or the inflatable balloon method.
Yeah, yeah.
But
so ne.
Yeah, I think it's not an issue with the method itself. It's like other things that are causing, you know, if the lasers were working, it probably would have landed. If that rocket nozzle hadn't fallen off, it probably would have landed, I think. So
次。
Users on Reddit in the ChatGPT subreddit asked ChatGPT to list the most overused phrases on Reddit, to which it seemingly responded with great accuracy, as suggested by a deluge of commenters' responses containing the same overused phrases. Here are some of the top 20 phrases. Number one, I'm not a lawyer, but this, so much this, take my upvote. Username checks out. Came here to say this. The real life pro tip is always in the comments. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. Am I the only one who... dot, dot, dot. Can confirm am a... profession. RAP, my inbox. Not all heroes wear capes. Edit, wow, this blew up. This didn't happen. Instructions unclear. Press F to pay respects. Plot twist, that escalated quickly. Good sir, madame, I see what you did there. That's enough internet for today. Source, trust me, bro. Hold my, and in parentheses, item, I'm going in. 5 out of 7, perfect score. Reddit recently made a $60 million deal allowing Google to use Reddit users' content to train artificial intelligence.
レディットのチャット GPT スレッドでユーザーの一人がチャット GPT にレディットで最もよく使われているフレーズをリストアップさせて公開し話題となっています。以下上位20フレーズです。自分は弁護士じゃないけど、これマジでこれ、アップボート上げる、ユーザー名見たら納得だわ、これを言いに来た、ガチで役に立つ人生のアドバイスはいつもコメ欄にある、くだらないゲームをしてくだらない商品をゲット、自分だけかもしれないけど…てんてんてん、これは本当、自分はなんちゃらの職業だから、自分は医者だからとか、そういうね、受診トレー死んだ、すべてのヒーローがマントを着ているわけではない、追記、うわスレッドめっちゃ伸びたわ、これは起きなかった、嘘だ、指示が明確じゃなかった、 F を押して敬意を払って、どんでん返し、急にやば、おっしゃる通り、バレてますよ、今日インターネットここまで、ソース俺を信じろ、〇〇を持ってくれ、俺が行く、7点中5点満点。レディットは先日 Google と6000万ドルのライセンス契約を結び、 AI の訓練のためにレディットの投稿を使用することを許可しました。
Yep.
AI がレディッターみたいな喋り方になっちゃう。
Yes. And this isn't necessarily news, butthis was kind of blowing up on Reddit. And,
いや、これをね、マイケルがにこのノートのところにこの上位20個を入れたために、私がこれを日本語に訳す気持ちにもなってよ。もう I wanted to bang my head against the window. It's just like kill me.
Yeah,
こういうのは
I didn't necessarily
英語勉強してる、いや英語勉強してる人はね、そのまあ、こういうのよく直面すると思うけど、日本語にしたところでこう分からないというか、文脈がないと、文脈とも違うんだよな、なんかどういうふうに使われてるかがパターンとして分かってないと、これを見ただけでは使い方は全然分からないっていう感じだから、
mm. And these are very commonly used like all the time、
mm.
and、
なんか that escalated quickly とかもさ、
mm.
なんか日本語でどういうふうにねしたらいいのかよくわかんないけど、確かにめっちゃ見るし、レディットだけじゃなくて普通にネットでめっちゃよく見るし、
mm. I suppose the Japanese versions of these are not necessarilyThe top phrases in Japanese, right? It's.
そうね。まあこういうなんかマジでこれみたいな、それなみたいな感じの言い回しとかあるだろうし、これを見に来たみたいなとかも2ちゃんとかだったら見たことある気がするし、まああとこの何 ？Rest in peace my inbox みたいな、あのツイッターだとよくね、なんか通知が大変なことになってるみたいな。感じて言ったりとかはしてるけど。
Do you understand all of these? Like what they mean?
Not all of these. No.
Which
I don't
ones?
Really. I don't live in Reddit.
Well, this isn't. So. This isn't just Reddit, right? Like message boards, the internet. There's.
Yeah, I don't do message boards either. So.
Oh, which ones are least familiar for you? You get like, I'm not a lawyer, but...
Yeah, like the first ones are quite obvious, and but I don't know. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. I don't really know what.
Okay, so play stupid games, win stupid prizes is kind of like, you know, if I went to Brazil and participated in like the bull run thing and I got gored, it's kind of like,
okay,
you know, you kind of put yourself in there. You played the game, you know,
yeah,
and it wasn't a smart game to play, and so you win. Maybe this is not the best example, but
okay,
basically it's like you had it coming, or you kind of set yourself up.
Okay.
It's basically like I don't feel that much sympathy for the subject. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
And then, まあその後も別に普通にわかるけど、I actually had to Google press F to pay respects. I was like, what is that?
Oh. Which game was
that?
I
learned that it's actually, I forgot, なんか FPS のやつでしょ?
Yeah, there's...
そういうのは全部私わかんないですよ。ゲーム用語じゃないけど、ゲームの中で流行った。言い方とかわかんないから。
How about source? Trust me, bro.
まあそれは Yeah, that's enough internet for today とかもね。まあそんなに新しい言い回しじゃないだろうし。
I see what you did there is a classic.
Yeah. Yeah. まあ hold my beer みたいなのもね。
Do you know...Not all heroes wear capes.
Yeah, that's like a... Isn't that like a 普通の saying?
Yeah.
It's not an internet saying, right? 普通の...
Most of these, maybe not most, but, you know, play stupid games, win stupid prizes is not necessarily an internet.
Oh, that's 元からある...
I'm not familiar with 5 out of 7 perfect score.I'm not
yeah,
familiar
I don't,
with that one.
I don't really get that either, but... でもそんぐらいかね。まあ大体普通に意味の通りというか、使われてる場面を見たことがあれば、どういう意味かわかるけど。
Some other examples that I have seen a lot, and I actually like, are...
Yeah.
I'm not crying, you're crying.
ああ、よく見るね。めっちゃよく見るね、それ。
You, I like you. This
I
is
like
the
who
way.
Hurt you. I like who hurt you.
Who hurt you?
I yeah. see it a lot, yeah. It's
I'm
harsh,
surprised
but...
it listed, I did not see that coming. that's a fairly common one. You must be fun at parties is a very common top comment.If someone...
Wait, people are still saying that's what she said? That's surprising.
On Reddit, I guess it's still alive. Big so if true. I'm in
Pics
this photo.
Pics or it didn't happen とかも結構古いね。
It's become pics and it didn't happen.
And it didn't have, 確かにね。AI のせいで。
Why are you booing me? I'm right. I love that one. You know, when someone actually takes a stand on the internet, even if it's just on Reddit, like they stand up for themselves, you know? But the facetious way, you know, where you're making a meme reference to say that is, why are you booing me? I'm right.
Yeah. I was today years old とかもね、すごい見るね。もう全然新しくはないけど。
Cool story, bro.
Thanks, I hate it.
So it has come to this. That's pretty dramatic.
まあ確かにね。いや、you had one job. こういうのもよく見るね。まあ、日本語でもこういうのいっぱいあるんだろうけどね。それをだから英語にしちゃうと多分ね、
You have some examples? What are some common...
もう全然わかんない。なんだろう。なんか見たら、ああ、こういうの確かにみんな言ってる。
Like, what are the top... What are the most common phrases on 2チャンネル?
確かにね。
Can you ask right now? Can we do it live?
いやだからそのライセンス契約とかしてないとそれをプールできないんじゃないの?
いやできるよ。
できるの?
You don't think it'll be able to answer? I mean, we can assess the response.
2チャンネルで2チャンネルをカタカナになっちゃった。で、一番よく使われているフレーズ
Oh, another one I like is "Are you me?"
Ah, ChatGPT 3.5 だから私。2020.
That's probably better. 把握してい
ません。一般的に使われる上げ下げ上げ笑った草などがあります。いや、そうまあそれはそうだけど、そういうことじゃないんだよね。そっか。いやでもこの間さ、ジェンZバイブルっていうものの存在を知って、ジェンZバイブルトランスレーション。
ジェンZバイブル is sounds horrific.
ジェンZバイブルトランスレーション。そう、ジェンZの言葉で言葉に聖書を訳すっていう。
Oh, okay.
それ面白いよ。
Oh, it's so like an actual.Bible?
Actual Bible. Actual Bible, but in Gen Z terms.
How does like, it go?
例えば After Gabriel ghosted Mary, she was vibing with the divine G within her. When Joseph realized something was sus, he was about to low-key ghost her too. But an angel spilled the holy tea to him, saying, Bro, chill, for the...Trial of the Divine G. So without saying a word, he said, "Say less." こういうなんか、まあそうだよねみたいな。
Wait, without saying a word, he said, "Say less."
Yeah.
That's confusing.
That doesn't really make sense, but I guess it just means he's not saying more, right? He just stopped talking and just said, "Say less."
It's pretty good. Yeah, I prefer the old English to that, to be honest.
And Adam and Eve, I thought the end was kind of funny. So the snake said, baby girl, he's gatekeeping all them dubs. Me personally, I would not let that slide. POV, you realize you have free will. So she chose to secure a bag of W's and L's. And she ate and left crumbs and gave them to Adam.He saw his crush watching and said, bet. When they took the L, it altered their brain chemistry and suddenly they had the ick.
Wow.
Yeah, so... まあこれね、left crumbs とかそういう言い方もよく見るし。
You know, all of those expressions are used by Gen Z, but it's... When it's so dense...
Condensed, yeah.
Yeah, when it's so dense, it really hits me like how much language has evolved. It's almost like the difference between listening to Chopin and then listening to like UK drill trap.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? 最近よく見るミームでその30代以上でIckとかないからみたいな。Like there's no such thing as Ick if you're over 30. And that kind of makes sense to me. Like we can'tIf you're like 32, 35, like you can't be saying, you know, oh, I got the ick. Like, it just feels wrong.
So what does ick mean exactly? Like, I have a sense.
Ick, yeah, I think ick is like, 日本語で最近言う、その蛙化現象みたいなことでしょ。だからその、まあ、恋人とかが何か特定のことをしたときに、なんか、いや、あ、ちょっと、引くじゃないけど、急に、冷めるっていうか、うわーみたいな。 それが ick。
So it's different than like kimo or。
あ、そう、でもちょっとキモみたいな感じだけど、その使い方がめっちゃ限定されてるから、単純にキモいっていうよりかは、そういう love interest とかが何かして急にこう、わ、え、げみたいな、マジ引くわみたいな状態だけど、それをだから30代以上で 言わないでほしいみたいなミームがすごいあって、確かに。
Do people still say like キモ？
キモは言うんじゃない？わかんないけど。
I feel like it's less. I don't know. What are some Gen Z words that you like or that you use? Do you say cap?
いや、使わない。でもたまに夫とふざけて、なんかその振りっていうか言う時はあるけど。
Cap?
No cap とか、そう。でも普通の会話では絶対言わない。
So you are using some.
No, I wouldn't say I'm using it.
Legit. I say the word legit, but legit is like
legit. 多分ね、誰も言ってないよね、もう。
It's already old, right?
But like,
it's almost like it's become a legitimate word.
と思ったじゃん。うちらは思ったけど違ったんだよ。一般化してないと思うし、だからこの間その夫とふざけて No cap とか言ってたのは、 Love is blind 見てたら、それこそみんな普通に、まあ、20代後半とかのはずだけど、その cap っていう言葉を使ってたの。それで私、え、こんな大人も言ってんだと思って、ちょっと、
I don't think you stop using language, right? It's
No, but like cap とかってさ、今29歳30歳みたいな人の時はなかったはずじゃない？だからその10代とかが使ってるのが進出してきてるんだと思って、それにびっくりした。
Do you think the slang that we say we keep as we get older, or do you grow out of it?Because I still say like,
well,
dude.
Well, it depends.
I mean, dude is super old, but like.
まあでもみんなの中で定着して使われて残るものもあればさ、もう言わなくなるやつもあるじゃん。だからなんだろう。なんだ、例えばシェアーとかさ、誰も言わないじゃん。
What's that?
Like CHEY, like.テクストの時とかにさ、イエーイみたいな時にめっちゃみんな書いてたけど、もう誰も使ってないし。
Are people still saying yes?
あ、yes どうだろうね。
With like five A's?
だからアメリカのそういうリアリティショーとか見てると、私が若い時にゲイの男性たちがやってた喋り方、なんかフランボイエンな喋り方を、今はストレートの女性、若い女の子たちがその喋り方してるって感じの印象。だから昔はなんかそういうなんていうか研究対象じゃないけど、そのゲイの男性たちがストレートの男性と違う喋り方をする人がいるわけじゃん。そのフランボイエな喋り方を、それが女性っぽい喋り方をしてるのか、どう、それな、またなんかそれはそれ違うのかなみたいな、よくあのペーパーとかも見た気がするんだけど、今度は逆にそれをストレートの、まあ、ストレートでもそうじゃなくても女性が吸収してるみたいな。
Where are you seeing that? I don't really get the sense that women are talking like flamboyant gay men of the early 2000s.
なんかその語尾を伸ばすとか、なんだろう。なんかその、いや、 やっぱフランボイエントな喋り方みたいな、まあカーダシアンズとかもちょっとそれに近いのかもしれないけど、まあみんながみんなじゃないけどさ、例えばテイラー・スウィフトとかそういう喋り方してないし、なんかリアリティショー喋りみたいな、まあそれはそれでまたちょっと違う喋り方だから、 実際の子たちがどういう喋り方かわかんないけど。
Yeah, I think there's sort of a performative aspect to a lot of that.
ただネット喋りみたいな感じだよね。だから結構短い言葉に意味をこう凝縮させて、それ say less とかもそうだけどさ、なんていうか、
mm.
なるべく短くバンって言いたいことを言うみたいな、mm. こういう big if true とかもそうじゃん。
I still want to know what the top phrases are on にチャンネル。
ね。だ昔だったさ、嘘待つとかさ。
Are any of these phrases that you'd use in real life?Like、
ここ
just
この Reddit のやつ
Yeah
Real life はないかも。
How about I regret nothing?
普通の会話で言わないで。
You had one job. ちょっと厳しいよね。
うん、いや言わない、かなりハーシに聞こえるよね。普通に誰か失敗してそれ言ったらさ、超嫌なやつじゃん。
This is the quality content I come here for. Can you imagine saying thatLike at an art exhibit or something.
だから、でも昔の方がもっとそれが恥ずかしいっていうような意識は浸透してた気がするけどね。そういう二ちゃん言葉のそういうおわたとかわらとかをこう現実の世界で言ってる人っていうのは本当に人口のもう 0. 何パーセントぐらいしかいなくて、それはもうなんかガチのもう二ちゃんに入り浸ってる廃人みたいな。それを普通の世界で教室、学校の教室とかで使ってたら、あいつやべえやつだなみたいに、そういう感じがあったけど、今は別に女子高生とかでもさ、こういうわらみたいな W とか普通に使ってるし。
Do you say it in real life?
言わないね。
わら。
言わない、言わない、言わない。
わら、面白い。
わら。言わないよ。
But like W, people are saying the letter W, right? And saying the letter L, right?
ん？どういうこと？
So like W and L was like a chat thing on the internet.
Ah, ah, 英語で?
So people
ah, yeah,
can
yeah,
respond
yeah.
to something, oh, that, you know, W or L, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's just a way for like the chat stream to sort of organically vote.
そうそうそう、だからそうそうそう、だからジェンZの言葉は結構
people are saying it in real life now.
いやいや、だからそういうね、ネット言葉、まあ、ネット言葉と、あとはそのなんか黒人の人が前から言ってたこ、まあ、spill the tea とかもそうなんだろうけど、
spill the tea? beans じゃなくて
tea、
tea?
なんかもともとその truth の t みたいな。この間なんかそれですごい炎上じゃないけど、そうなんか誰かがこれは tea party から来ててみたいなこと言ったら、黒人の人たちがいや違うからみたいな、これは黒人の人たちのもともとスラングだよみたいな。なんかそういうのも結構あると思う。なんか新しいスラングじゃなくて、黒人の人たちの中ではずっと使ってたんだけど、それがこう何ポピュラーになって一般的になっていくみたいな。
うん。
そう。だからね、由来がそれぞれ多分違うんだろうけど。
Spill the tea。聞いたことない。
あ、本当？なんかネット見てるとめっちゃみんな使ってる。
Never seen it。
Sus とかもめっちゃ見るし。
Sus is common。
Sus、Riz。
Riz is, yeah, pretty common.
うちらの時は swag だったもんね。Swag とかもう誰も言わないじゃん。
A swag, like Riz is a verb, right? I mean, it's a noun too.
Yeah, a noun too, yeah.
But it's also a verb.
そうなんだ。
Whereas swag is not. Swag is like you have it.Or you don't.
しかも swag は別に恋愛じゃない文脈でも全然いけるもんね。Riz は、
yeah.
もうなんか完全に恋愛の文脈じゃん。
Riz just means
ちょっと違う。
Game. So our generation used to say game.
確かにそうだね。
Yeah. I don't not a huge fan of the word Riz. It's just very Gen Z sounding.
Yeah, まあでもどんどん変わっていくから新しい言葉がどんどん生まれるっていうのは面白いなと思ってるけど。
Do you know some new Gen Z phrases in Japanese?
あ、日本語は全然わかんない。日本語のそういう流行り言葉は。
Nothing?
うん。あるのかな?あるよね、そりゃ。
There probably are plenty.
てか、日本の若者言葉ってさ、どうやって調べるの? Gen Z とかって言わない。言うのかな? Z 世代とか言うのか?流行語。これはなんか、番組聞いて、今これ聞いてる人の方が知ってそう。
Someone's definitely face palming. I mean, face palm is also a very millennial thing to say.
そうだね。face palm も聞かないね。確かにな。渋谷トレンドリサーチ、高校生最新トレンドランキング。流行りの言葉。あ、やっぱ蛙化現象。美しい。かわちい。チュキ。知らんけど。
No.
しごでき。だる。それってあなたの感想ですよね。これはアヒルエキだね。粗品の呪い。この美しい、かわちい、チュキっていうのはそのまんまでいいのかな。美しい、かわいい、好きってことかね。
Is this list legit?
わかんない。
This list is cap.
今流行っている物事はルーズソックスが入ってるよでも90年代がね来てる流行ってるらしいから JK ポーズギャルピースあほらギャルピースとかももちろん的なやつじゃん
You know I see a lot of comments online from people who must be around our age that just have thisincredible nostalgia for the 90s you know and increasingly people are saying that the 90s were just way better than now and everything was peaceful there wasn't all you know the problems the political intensity the homelessness the proxy warsJust all of this stuff, you know? And it's hard to tease out whether that's like an illusion, a bias, or if we really had it way better, you know? I mean, part of that is, I guess, preference, you know, your taste, but like people seem pessimistic about where things are going, the kind of life their children might have.
Ignorance is bliss 的な側面もあるだろうし、やっぱり最近さ、The Crown とか、なんかメリル・ストリープがサッチャーの役やってる映画とかをちょっと見て思ったけど、ソーシャルメディアがあるから、ある意味いろんなソーシャルクラスの人が交流できちゃうわけだよね。インスタとかまさにそうだけど、とんでもないお金持ちの人も普通の人間ですみたいな顔してさ投稿してるというか、そういうのを見ることが果たして幸せなのかっていう問題があって、そのね、いろんなクラスがあるってことをもちろん知らなきゃいけないし、そのギャップが大きくなっちゃうのは良くないんだけど、そこがぐっちゃぐちゃに、ツイッターとかインスタとかぐっちゃぐちゃに交流することのストレスって多分すごいじゃん。なんかそれによってみんながじゃ全体的にオプティミスティックになるかペシミスティックになるかって言ったら、オプティミスティックにはならない気がして。
What do you mean by this? Like how does class like play a role in this or Like, what
like
do you
if
mean?
if you're struggling, and if you go to Twitter or Instagram and see people that are not struggling, right? Or see people who are saying that they're struggling, but then from your point of view, they're not at all.
Okay.
Then you will feel like you're totally isolated. People don't really care about your class or the environment that you're in. No one's really doing anything about it. Or, you know, it can be about anything, like about parenting. Sometimes it's cool to see other people that are parenting and you share the same struggles, but at the same time, 例えば日本語のツイッターとかいつもなんかベビーカーが邪魔とかなんちゃらとか、まあ、そういうのが定期的に上がってくるわけじゃん。そこでさ、なんか普段だったら交流しない人、そういうひどいこと言ったりしない人としか関わってないけど、まあ、ツイッターとかで本当にいろんな人がいるからめっちゃ極端な人もいるし、そういうのとかを見てると、おなんかみんながやっぱ自分のこと邪魔と思ってるのかみたいに思っちゃう人もいるだろうし、なんか実際はそうじゃなくてもそう感じるとか、それが増幅されて感じるみたいなのがあるだろうから、なんかそういう政治的な問題とか社会的な問題についてツイッターとかインスタを見ることによって、ああなんかキラキラ未来が輝いて見えるみたいなのってあんまないんじゃないかなと思って、逆にそういうのが見えてない方が幸せっていう場合もきっとあるだろうなっていうか、その私とマイケルお互いの共通の知り合いで、なんか親がもうとんでもないお金持ちで、でもなんかインスタ上ではそれを言ってなくて、もう全部自分ですごい頑張ってるみたいな、もう全て自分の力でこんなに稼いで、なんかキラキラみたいな、でみんなが、ああ私もこういう風になれるように頑張ろうみたいなさ。でもそれって結構虚像だから、そのもともとそういう、ね、親がとんでもない金持ちとかじゃなくて、そこからスタートしてたら、じゃあ彼女と同じような成功、なんか全てを手に入れる、本当は多分ナニーとかいっぱいいるんだろうけど、いないように見えるし、もう全部自分でやってるみたいな、それを目指すってなると当然ほぼ無理だから、それはさ別にセレブとかインフルエンサーとかみんなそうだけど、
Well, there are a lot of people who, you know, start off in very humble beginnings and have enormous success through like just hard work and dedication.
それはそうなんだけど、それがどっちかがインスタとか見てると分かんないわけだよね。本当に自分で全部手に入れて、ね、何もないところから始めて今本当にじゃあ子育てから仕事から全部自分でやってるのかっていうのと、いや本当は親がめっちゃ出資してて何とかもいるから子供を全然自分は本当そんなに見てなくて、だから仕事もめっちゃできてブランドものこんなに買ってますとかさ、本当はあるけど、なんかあなたにもこれができますみたいな風にやっぱマーケティングするわけじゃん。
Sure, not everything, you know, a lot of things on social media are not what they seemobviously.
そうそう。だからそこで、
But the idea that it's not, you know, therefore it's not possible to...
I'm not saying that it's impossible, but I'm just saying, なんかそれを見ることによって、あ、こんなに頑張ってこんなできてる人もいるのに、自分はそれに比べてどうだろうみたいに、こう自分に鞭を打つ人がいっぱいいるとしたら、なんていうか、逆にポジティブっていうよりはネガティブに働く部分もあるのかなと思うから、なんだろう、そういう意味でとか、本当にさお金なくて困ってる人がたまたまそういうアカウントとかを見ちゃった時に、まあ、自分はもう来週食べるものもどうしようと思ってるのに、この人はこんな何百万するバッグをめっちゃ買ってるみたいなとかってさ、ソーシャルメディアがなければ別に見ない、見る機会がないから、そういう人がいたとしても結構遠い存在っていうかさ、知らずにいれるけど、ソーシャルメディアがあることによって普通にその人たちの投稿が届いちゃうから。
Well, I think it depends how you use social media. For example, I think if you're on Instagram and then you're just on a feed thing, it will
Well, yeah, but
to...
I'm just saying that because you said that it feels like people are pessimistic, I'm just saying that this might be part of the reasons, you know.
Well, I think there are real world reasons, like actual things going on, you know, not just a shaping of our perceptions through social media. But
まあそれもあると思うけど、やっぱソーシャルメディアとかメディアの役割ってめっちゃ大きいと思うから、なんかなんだろう、
well, like、
別に
Doomsday Clock people, right? Every year they're like, okay, Doomsday is closer than ever before, and it's some panel of experts and scientists and researchers or whatever, and this is what their goal is, to create some sort of, albeit subjective, you know, approximation of how close we are to the end of times. Basically, yeah. Nuclear war, right? And yeah. And they have set that to, you know, closer to doomsday than we've ever been. The same is true if you ask people, you know, concerned about climate change or AGI or a lot of things that are, you know, considered by very smart people to be a potential existential threat, right? And yeah. I don't think that's these very real things are not, you know, necessarily born out of the Doomsday Clock committee, you know, spending too much time on Instagram. Maybe some part of it is, but, you know.
Yeah, I think it's definitely accelerating it, you know. If you're worried about something, you go on the internet and you try to find somebody who's having the similar views. And then suddenly the algorithm starts showing you all these things. And it's like, oh my God, everyone's worried about this. You know, it's not just me. Everyone thinks that the world is coming to an end. So, and then at the same time, you see all these, you know, people that seem completely indifferent, right? Tons of them too. And then you'd be like, oh my God, they don't care. They're not listening to me. And so if it's just you and your colleagues and your neighbors, whatever, like maybe you don't have to feel that way, but.
What are your thoughts on the, to change the subject from the apocalypse, the, what is it called? Kasuhara? Have you heard about this?
Kasuhara? Customer harassment?
Yeah.
お客様は神様だろうみたいなこと?
It's related.
What is it?
Customers harassing, like tame.
だそのさ何ハラみたいな言葉にしない方がいいよね。日本よくさそういうの多いけどさ、普通にこう業務妨害とか営業妨害とかそのちゃんとした言葉で言わないとさ。
It's, I mean, it, this is, I don't,
何ハラとか。
I don't know if Gen Z came up with this or who
Probably
came
the
up
media.
With this. I think.Maybe Kyakuhara makes more sense, but it was trending as Kasuhara. They're all writing Kasuhara.
Okay.
And I'm like, Kasuhara? Like, sounds like a place, but I don't know. So you didn't see this?
No.
This going on?
普通の人が使ってる言葉なんかね。メディアが言ってるだけじゃなくて。もう普通に営業妨害、業務妨害とかでいいじゃんね。ただの迷惑客みたいな。
Which term do you prefer?
Which as in what and what?
Kasuhara or Kyakuhara?
いやだからそう何払ってしない方がいい。
So what? Okay, then what would you?
何払はもうやめよう。
Then what would you call it? What's the?
普通にだからそう営業妨害みたいな。そのバってその本質をさ言えばいいだけというか。なんか逆にそれが歪小化される気がして
新しいものみたいな。Isn't it good for like the public awareness to have like a buzzword like Kasuhara and then you know it's hashtag Kasuhara and you know people can discuss this
いや思うわ。
No? 、
うん、
I mean, this is what like all the, I don't know, think tanks or marketing people come up with, right? Or media people.
Yeah, I think they're wrong.
You think the official term would work better?
Yeah, definitely.
Really?
Yeah.
But I feel like the word, making it seem like this new concept is part of scheme, you know?
うん、それによってやっぱ本質が隠されちゃうっていうのを何回も繰り返し見てきてるから、ちょっともういい加減 learn しようよっていう気持ちだけど。
So what's the hashtag then?
I don't know. 迷惑客による営業妨害。それでいいじゃん。もう言葉があるんだからさ。
なんか。
そう、でもそういう人が多いんかね。そういう店員さんに失礼な態度を取るとか。
I don't know if it's increasing. Perhaps it is, but.
まあでも我慢しなくていいよってなってきてるのかもね。それはいいことだよね。その別に頻度が上がってるとかじゃなくても、それまこれまでお客様だから我慢しなきゃと思ってた。
But what does it mean if you're not 我慢してる？Like you talk back, or you like what
yeah,
do you do?
だから出禁にするとかそういうことでしょ。いやもうあなたにはサービスできません。もう帰ってください。
But sometimes they could, you know, get even more.
そしたら警察を呼ぶんだよ。もうそれでいいっしょ。
I mean that's fine, but like,
yeah.
Have you seen any instances of?This Kasuhara じゃなくて the formal term that you were saying.
いやイギリスロンドン来てから見たことないけど、なんか駅とかでたまに駅員とかに失礼の喋り方とかしたりするのはもう絶対に unacceptable ですみたいなのが貼ってあったりするから、まあ、たまにそういう人もいるんだろうけど、逆にそれは我慢しません、もう tolerate しませんよって、そうやって事前に言ってあるわけだから、そういう対応されたらもうその人はできんっていうか、もう帰ってくださいって言えばいいわけじゃん。
うん、
それは分かりやすいよね。
I remember seeing some guy get very angry in a supermarket. Oh, wait, maybe it was like a bakery. I think it was like the bakery section of a supermarket.Somewhere in Setagaya. But this guy, I just walked in there, and this guy was like yelling at the tain and like threw a loaf of bread or something. And I thought he was about to like, you know, really start physically attacking these people.
What?
But the guy was so angry. It was like unbelievable. You know, just like
tantrum.
Full blown rage, right?
Yeah.
And in those situations, it's kind of like, you know, the employees are apologizing and just trying to keep the situation from escalating, right? But, you know, if that...They may want to say something back, right?
Yeah.
Or like not deal with this. But in the moment, like when someone is that upset, it's like, it's not clear what the best thing to do is. Sometimes it's better
to
just...
そうね、まあ怖い時も、あるだろうしね。Yeah. なんかさ、そういうカスタマーテントラム系でさ、流れてくる動画って大体アメリカだよね。何なんだろうね、マックとかスタバとかでさ、客がもうとんでも大人なのにすごいテントラムになってさ、もうバシャーンとかレジのもの全部なぎ倒したりさ、なんかカウンターを越えて襲いかかったりとかしてるじゃん。
だ
いたいアメリカだよね。
And oftentimes at, you know, fast food places.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and you know, like
そんなに起こること起きるか。 Yeah.Or like Popeye, みたいなこう、何、から揚げっていうんだっけ？ああいうのは唐揚げじゃないのか？なんていうの？フライドチキン屋さん。
And the last time I was in the States, I saw a lot of, you know, sus individuals. around fast food places. I was in a drive-thru and this person walked by the car and they're like waving their arms around and yelling stuff and just talking to, you know, invisible people. And it's just a very, very common thing. I mean, it's weird if you don't see that on some level. At least once in a while.
ロンドンの中でもまあまあ別に治安がいいところに住んでて、ただたまにやっぱティーネイジギャングみたいなのが、まあこの地域は普段はいないんだけど、なんか遠征してきてそのカツアゲしたりすることが何回かあったんだよね、去年の初め頃に。でそのカツアゲグループがそのマックにたむろして、マックから出てそのカツアゲを行うみたいな、マックに座りながら多分こう次誰を襲おうかなって見てたのかよく分かんないけど、なんかそれがあるからかマックに警備員がいる、マックの入り口のとこにめっちゃ怖そうなでかい、
今も、
今も人が一人か二人、時間帯によって違うけど、立ってる入り口のとこに。
Are they actual police or are they like security? いや、
ポリスじゃなくて、security。
So McDonald's is hiring security.
Yeah, もしかしてマックの中でもなんかやらかしたのかもね、そういう若者たちが。よくわかんないけど。
Do you go there?
Not really. Not because of this thing, but I just don't go to McDonald's in general. I like Five Guys. So.
There's no security at Five Guys?
Nope. Absolutely no security.
Is that okay? They should have five.
Yeah, 絶対いらないね。Five Guys 結構空いてるからね、いつも。やっぱ Mac の方が安いからかわかんないけど。
いくらぐらい？チーズバーガーとか。
Five Guys?
Yeah.
わかんない。でも、まあそんなに安くはないよね。
That's an American franchise, right?
アメリカでもなんかめっちゃハンバーガー大きいから、いつもLittle Hamburgerっていうので、もう大人はそれで十分なんだけど、確かにいくらなんだっけね。 How much is a burger in Five Guys? $7 to $12. まあそんなもんだよね、多分。
Wait,
in, that's Little Five US, Guys、right? でだ5ポンドとかかな、
何
円、1000円ぐらい、
1000円、
だ日本で言ったら
セット、
単品だ、日本で言ったら多分シェイクシャックぐらいの立ち位置というか、まあ、安くはないけど美味しい。
I saw a There was a high-speed chase in LA, like last weekend, I think. And I mean, there's a high-speed chase in LA, like almost every weekend. Sometimes multiple times per week, but this, I was watching this high-speed chase, and I guess.It kind of went viral because this person was driving 275 kilometers an hour.
Oh my god.
Like, that is so fast.
見えてんのちゃんと。
And he turned the headlights off. I don't want to assume gender. It could have been a woman. We don't know.
やめてください。
And so they're going 275 on the freeway with the headlights off.And the helicopter can only go 260. So the helicopter wasn't able to keep up with this guy.
何をした人なの？なんで逃げてたの？
So the police tried to stop him for a traffic violation.
それだけで？
And then
he ran off. 車に何？ Dead body でもあった？
Well, we don't know. They didn't catch him. He got away. This happens all the time. They always get away now.Because, like, they have the helicopters, right? But if you go into downtown, there's all these tall buildings, and the helicopters can't see you, right? And so they just go downtown, So they drive around on the freeway, and then the police, their policy is to not chase
if the speed.
I mean, if it's too, the police cars can't go that fast. Like,
でも
literally.
結局さ、だってライセンスプレートとかバレてるわけだからさ。
No.
すぐ捕まるんじゃないの?
How did they get the license plate? Just from speed cameras?
Yeah.
I mean, after, later, I think they can get it, but the helicopter can't see it, right? And police cars actually have to get fairly close to be able to see it. You know, it's hard to see a license plate.
Are there any cameras? See, London, だったらもう一発だよ。もうカメラ、カメラでも全部見られてるから。
But it's not real time, right? Unless like the CIA is after you or MI6 or whatever. It's those cameras are not. The police cannot access those cameras real time, right? And even if they look it up, it doesn't. I mean, it'll tell them the owner of the car.
Yeah.
I suppose.
Yeah, but I would assume that in those cases, it's not like, you know, all of them are stolen cars, right? So,
I think this one is probably this was a stolen car. Or there's a dead body in the car or something. But probably
yeah,
it's
better be っていうかなんかむしろそこまでしてさ。
But they drive around on the freeway and then the police stop chasing them because it's dangerous. Because when the police chase, they just drive faster, and then you have everyone's going way too fast, and there are bystanders. I don't know if bystander is the right word when they're driving, but there are, you know, there are people around, so they don't want to do that. So they stop chasing him, and once they stop chasing, they just pull into a parking garage, and then nobody knows where they went. So this guy just got away, and it keeps happening. So I think because the chases are televised, or at least shown online, people have figured out how to successfully evade the police, right?
それありそうだよね。あとそのテレビで見てるからその選択肢が出ちゃうというかさ、自分がそういう状況になった時に OK とりあえず全速力で逃げようみたいなさ、逃げたらどうにかなるかもみたいな、なんかそういうアイディアを上げちゃってる気はするよね。ちょっと
There are also people who they think have pulled up the live stream from the helicopter, and so they're watching it as they're running away. Do you know what I mean? So they can see where the helicopter is, and then you know, they're getting information about how much fuel they have left and things like this. But I don't know if it'll. Maybe that will help. I don't know. I think the vast majority of these guys are, you know, not necessarily doing that. But
car chase, で思い出したけどさ。ドナルド・グローバー好きでしょ?ドナルド・グローバー好きじゃない人いないでしょ?
I'm sure there are some people who don't like Donald Glover, but what about him?
あの、Mr. and Mrs. Smith っていうさ、あの、ドラマがあって。
Right.
前にブラッド・ピット、アンジェリーナ・ジョリーがやった映画のリメイク版みたいな。でまたリメイクかよと思って、そんな別に何も興味なかったんだけど、ドナルド・グローバーが出てます、主役ですって言って、しかも Created by Donald Glover って書いてあったから、え?じゃあ面白いのかなと思って見たらめっちゃいい。
いいの?
見てみて、めっちゃいい。今年のナンバーワンドラマ今のところ。まだ2月だけど。ナンバーワンドラマ。
Wait,
めっちゃいい。映画と全然違う。TV ショー。Amazon かな。だから、あの、ドナルド・グローバーが Mr. Smith で、奥さんが、she's half Japanese の女性が、Mrs. Smith の役なんだけど、結構ダークなんだけど、ところどころちょっと笑っちゃう感じの。すごい映画と全然もう全くの別物って感じ。
How long are the episodes?
1話1時間ぐらいかな。でまだ私も4話ぐらいしか見てないけど、4話目がすっごい良かった、まあ、全部面白いけど4話目わあめっちゃいいって思って
the concept like Mr. and Mrs. Smith, they're like, I mean, was that a good movie? I didn't really think so.
映画は別にそんなだったけど、すっごいコンセプトだけ loosely に沿ってるって感じだから、スパイみたいな2人が、まあ、偽造の結婚生活をしてるんだけど、まあ、一緒に住んでるから当然そういうインティメットになった方が、まあ、ミッションもやりやすいしっていうところで夫婦になるんだけど、なんか夫婦とはみたいなのもテーマだし、もちろんそういう スパイっていうか何、そういうミッションを、お金をもらってミッションをするみたいな、とこもあるし。
Are there any high speed chases in there?
ちょっとだけある、うん、たまに。でもアクションがメインっていうよりかはドラマっていう感じもあるし、すごい良いから、あ、Mr. and Mrs. Smith 映画見たけどそんな興味ないんだよなっていう人もこれは見てみてほしい。やっぱドナクローバーいいよね。いつ見てもいいよね。I love him.
He doesn't make music anymore, huh?
で今ドラマで忙しかったんじゃない、わかんないけど。
Yeah.
うん、すごい良いわ。
Did you see those Disney robots?
うん、何、知らない。
So, Disney, like, revealed these robots they're working on. And I guess they introduced them at one of the Disneylands.
へぇ。
But there are these...
あ、これ?
Little bipedal robot-looking robots.
あ、本当だ。うん、あ、かわいい。ディズニーっぽいね、見た目が。
But they've managed to do something with these robots that's really interesting, which is the robots don't talk, but the robots have actuators that let them do all kinds of really emotive movements. So like body language. So like the cute like movements, you know, like the Pixar lamp. It's just a lamp, but it has like, you know, body movements and it's emotive. Yeah, so they've done that with these little robots. It's
いや、これは確かに可愛い。写真見てるだけでも可愛い。なんか腕がないよね。足、なんかちょっとカンガルーっぽい感じで、しっかりした足が2本あって、すごいちっちゃいよね、多分これ。
But they're...
あ、これは可愛いわ。
Yeah, it's supposed to be like cute robots. But they're supposed to look like robots, right? They're not hiding the fact that they're robots.
そうだね。なんか日本とちょっと違う方向性の可愛いだね。なんかスターウォーズとかにもなんか R2-D2 が持ってる可愛さみたいなものに近いというか。
And it's much more
顔も目しかないし
expressive than R2-D2, even in the movie, right?
Right, right. Yeah, yeah.
Like, don't you think
like the
movement
same direction.
Is like this, like robots having emotive body movement like this? I think it's the first time I've seen it. Right? Have you seen it before?
ああ、かわいい。ああ、そういうことね。ああ、ちょっとこうバウンスするっていうか、ぴょこぴょこ。ああ、
They move like they're
アニメっぽいね、すごい。うん、アニメっぽいね。ああ、これはかわいい。やばい、ちょっと待って。そっか。
Isn't it like surprisingly good? Like whoever programmed these movements to be this expressive, you know, it's like...
しかも頭の後ろに2本アンテナが立ってるけど、これが耳みたいな感じ、ぴょこぴょこ動くんだね。ああ、でもやっぱほんとスターウォーズっぽい、なんかコンセプトが。
So there's a video of them
わあ。
Having those guys walking around in an actual Disneyland and having the public actually interact and like see them for the first time. And kids are like blown away and it's
や
だよね。
like... Yeah, だよね。
So I'm watching this thinking like, okay, are these theme parks in a few years going to have like interactive... You know, you have the Kigurumi... You have like the Mickey Mouse in the mascot suit, right?
Mm.
I mean, it's just real Mickey Mouse. There's no one in a suit, obviously. But like you have these characters there.
Yeah.
But now you can also have autonomous robots like this.
How dare you?
Right.
Replacing real Mickey Mouse with droids. Ah, 本当だね。この何?テーマパークで、ああ、かわいい。なんていうかね、ペンギンっぽい感じもあるし、なんか腕がない感じが。
うん、
これはあれだね、今、3体ロボットがいる動画見ながら、今、3匹って言いそうになっちゃったけど、ほんとそんな感じ。3匹って感じ。
うん、
に思っちゃった。あ、かわいい。こうなっちゃったらもうそうだよね、警戒心がこっちも全部取られちゃうよね、危ないね。
So they could do this in a lot of different form factors. And、
ルンバとかさ、こんな感じで家の中歩いて掃除してたらかわいいってなるよね。
Yeah, what was the...
ありがとう。
What's the Amazon one called that has wheels and likerolls around your house and calls the police?
あれは全然可愛くない。なんだっけね。
Astro? Was it Astro?
ああ、忘れちゃった。もう全然。
Wasn't it Astro? Amazon... Astro じゃない?違う?
その名前だ。あ、そうだね。Astro.
So that one's like an iPod. Not an iPod. An iPad with a face or with eyes on it, right?
うん。
But if, you know, this is the kind of thing that the, like, Roboto is going for, right? This kawaii robot technology. But, yeah, I don't know. When I saw the video of these things, I was just really blown away by how alive they seem in the movement. And like the way they walk, and they have really good balance. And of course they need to, because, you know, some kid is going to mess with it and pull the antennas off or something, you know, if it's just out and about, right? But there's videos of them like pulling a rug from under its feet and it can keep its balance.
Yeah. しかも、結構ヒューマノイド系こうやってこういう風にこうよちよちたどたどしい感じで歩いてるから、やっぱちょっとそれこそ不気味の谷じゃないけど、それがマイナスの意味でなんかに見えるけど、
うん、
これは逆にそれを利用してるっていうか、
うん、
なんかよちよち歩くのが正解に見えるっていうか、すごいうまいね。
Do you think it would work with arms on it, or the arms would ruin it?
腕どうだろう。
How come arms are like not cute?
やっぱ急に人間っぽくなっちゃうからだろうね。なんか指がついてたりとかすると、ちょっとそして怖いよね、やっぱり。
No arms is better, you think?
でも腕があるとやっぱ高さを出さないと意味がないもんね。こんなちっちゃくて腕があっても、何、地面に届くぐらいしかできないから。そうすると高さを出すとやっぱ可愛さが半減しちゃう。
What if I had really long arms?
キモいよね、そしたら。単純にキモいよ。でもこれはちょっと欲しいな、家に。
Yeah.
うん、なんかセキュリティロボット的なやつとかで。
That's not gonna prevent anyone from doing anythingIt doesn't even have arms. You need the one with long arms.
Yeah, like, 頭のどっかにペッパースプレーがついてんの。
ペッパースプレー。
そう。で、 インチューダーが入ってきたらペッパースプレーをそいつの顔に向けてシャッ。でこれ可愛いからさ、多分インチューダーもえなんだこれってちょっと見るじゃん。その隙にプシャーってかける。
That's what they should have done with Peppa. Made it a security robot that sprays people.
ダジャレになっちゃう。文字起こしのテキストや各エピソードごとの宿題はバイリンガルニュース公式アプリをチェックしてみてください。冒頭でお伝えした通り、お伝えしたっけ？お伝えしたよね。マスキングテープ、サイトで大好評発売中ですので、皆さんぜひチェックしてみてください。Twitter、Facebook、Instagram やってるのでそちらもフォローお願いします。また公式アプリの単語リスト機能は無料で誰でも使えるようになっているので、ぜひ単語の習得に使ってみてください。
Yep.
おしまい。
以上です。
バイ。
バイ。